Advocates for legalizing the adult use of recreational marijuana in New York rallied at the Capitol on Tuesday. They say any bill to legalize pot needs to include funding to help communities who were adversely affected by a prohibition that lasted for decades. Karen DeWitt reports.
The assembly sponsor of the bill, Majority Leader Crystal Peoples Stokes, agrees. She says there needs to be a dedicated fund from revenues raised through drug sales to set up programs like job training and helping people transition from prison back into society.
Some people have been incarcerated. Most people have not. Some people have lost their communities and their families. Other people have gained swimming pools. I'm not mad about that, but what I am saying is if we bring this industry above ground so that it can be open and fair to all people, then there has to be some repayment to the people who paid the price.
Governor Andrew Cuomo proposed a legalization measure for the second year in a row during his State of the State message. He said it could generate $300 million in new tax revenues. Cuomo says he agrees that part of that money should go to communities disproportionately affected by prohibition, but in his bill, he directs all of the revenues into the state's general fund. Peoples Stokes says if the ultimate agreement does not include the fund, she won't vote for it.
We have to convince him. And no, I'm not going to support the bill if it's not in there.
This year, more senators support legalizing cannabis, and polls show that the majority of voters are with them. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.